Good morning, and we welcome back to the program the mayor of the city of Batesville for his monthly visit, John Eargang. Good morning to you, Mr. Mayor.
Good morning, Tom.
And, of course, Batesville Board of Works and City Council meeting on Monday night, eclipse night, as it were. But nevertheless, a light agenda for both bodies. And the Board of Works, Mr. Mayor, had one street closure request.
Yes, and it was just an annual request that the St. John's United Church of Christ, every year in July, they have their church picnic, and they request us to close down Columbus Avenue so they can use both sides of the street there by the church. And, you know, I don't know how many years they've been having it, but I remember attending it as a kid. My dad was a member of that church, so it was one of those church picnics that we always made, so been happening for a long, long time. Like I said, I'm sure it was before me, but I remember attending as a child.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. And of course, that will be Saturday, July 27th, and the closure from 3 to 8:30 p.m. Of course, obviously that approved. And so rather quick meeting, as a, yeah. And that's a bit of an understatement.
Yeah, that was it. We knew that we were going to have a relatively light agenda compared to lately, though, when we've had 8 or 10 of those road closure requests or parking lot usage requests. Yeah, it was a pleasant surprise.
All right. And then moving on to the city council portion of Monday night. And of course, this is something that we discussed in the news yesterday, was the ordinance discussion regarding poultry and things of that nature. And if you had any thoughts on that as far as a follow-up is concerned.
As you probably recall, this came up a couple of months ago. There is a family that has a couple of chickens and a couple of ducks. Mm-hmm. That had come to council and inquired about the ordinance, because the understanding is that our ordinance prohibits people keeping chickens or ducks on their properties in the city of Batesville. So after that first month that they came, I think council said they would look into it and do a little bit of further study on it. You know, they were looking at what other communities do. I think they spent some time, you know, talking to their neighbors and constituents. And then I think they were back again last month, and there was no resolution, so to speak. So we added that agenda item late last week to make sure it was dealt with. And I know over the last 2 months, the council folks have, again, talked to friends, neighbors, other citizens. I think they probably looked at other communities' ordinances, and as we heard, they were pretty determined that chickens in city limits wasn't something that they were ready to allow. Mm-hmm. They did ask our city attorney, Blaine Timonera, to clarify the ordinance just to make sure it was clear what was permitted and what was prohibited. So I think the plan is for him to come back next month with a clarifying ordinance, at which time they will be able to vote on the ordinance.
And that's a kind of like amending, or at least an amendment to the ordinance. Is that kind of what we're talking about?
Yeah, it will be an amendment to the ordinance. I think he will look at the language in there to make sure it's clear. I think there may have been some dispute as to what constituted a farm animal or an agricultural animal. So he will review the language, and if there's something that needs to make that more clear, that's what he will bring back for council to entertain voting on.
All right. And then, of course, once council votes on it, there's a 30-day grace period for enforcement and so forth.
Yes. And it's possible, you know, typically those bills or those ordinances have to go through two readings. So if we just have a first reading next month, a second reading would be the following month. And to your point, yeah, once those are approved, there is a 30-day, call it grace period, waiting period, before it can be enforced.
All right. So that's something we'll definitely keep our eyes on for next month and possibly the month after that. And with that, we're going to go ahead and take a quick time out. We'll continue our look back at Monday night's Batesville City Council meeting with Mayor John Eargang right after this.
Don't adjust your radio. The sound that you hear is your stomach. You're having trouble focusing. You can't recall your last meal. You're trapped in the hunger zone. The solution, Batesville To Go. Let To Go deliver a hot, fresh meal to your home or office whenever hunger strikes. To Go delivers the best food from local restaurants. Visit us online at togodelivers.com or call us at 812-727-8800. Batesville To Go. Big city convenience, small town taste.
And welcome back as we continue our chat with Batesville Mayor John Eargang as we look back at Monday night's city council meeting. And Mr. Mayor, you had a number of pertinent information items that you disclosed during your time, the mayor's report. And if you could, for example, understand they have a new development director.
Yes, we hired Angela Linville as our new community development director. That was a position that had been vacant, I want to say, since last summer or last fall. And it was something that we really wanted to address. I mean, that person is very important as kind of a liaison or a point person between the city and other community organizations. And Angela was very highly recommended to us. And after we met and talked and a few times, she clearly seemed to be the top candidate. And she started a week ago Monday, and I mean, she got right to it. We've been meeting regularly, kind of as a new mayor. I'm looking for assistance with, you know, with different things, you know, communications and public messaging and things like that. And I think she will do a great job assisting me and, you know, keeping me on the right path. She's done lots of volunteer work recently in the community. She's assisted with the Music Boosters group. She helped them set up a 501(c) program. I know she's been helpful with the hospital and their gala planning. She's just been a good community volunteer, and she does have a business background, so I think she's going to be a valuable resource for us, and we're looking forward to working together.
Based on what you're saying, sounds rather plugged into the community.
Correct. She is.
Yeah. All right. And of course, as we alluded to earlier, Eclipse Day, and of course, a lot of things going on. Of course, we had you and the Eclipse Committee on last week, mm-hmm. but you had gave out some flowers, so to speak, at Monday night's meeting.
Yeah, I mean, at the risk of leaving someone out, I pretty much thanked everyone, including the general citizenry. I'm not sure how many people were actually in town from out of town. You know, we were hearing numbers that 10 to 25,000. It's hard to say when they're spread out, but I don't think there were nearly that many. Nevertheless, we did have a nice crowd of people in town, and they did come from everywhere. I think I mentioned I had talked to a couple from London. I had talked to some folks from Atlanta, from Detroit, from Baltimore, from Seattle. Lots of people from obviously the Cincinnati area. You know, I had seen license plates from Minnesota, Louisiana. I can't even remember how many states. I know my wife was talking to her brother, and her brother has a business associate who grew up in Minnesota. And he told my wife that his business associate's family actually witnessed the eclipse in Batesville. They drove down from Minnesota. Mm-hmm. So we had a lot of people in town. You know, I heard a lot of nice comments from the visitors who mentioned what a nice town, what a great place it was. And, I know afterwards there were still people meandering around town, you know, looking for things to do, places to shop. because I think they were kind of, you know, I had encouraged people to, you know, hang around a while. So, you know, till traffic kind of clears. Mm-hmm. And they did. And I got a chance to talk to people afterwards, too. It was just a really nice day. I mean, to see all the people out at the Plex, you know, like a community gathering and people enjoying the event together. So that was great.
Yeah, and for my part, I was at Liberty Park, and it was a good crowd there as well, and very communal, shall we say.
Yeah, I was on my bike, and I did ride over to Liberty Park and saw the crowd there. I mean, there were, you know, tons of families and kids playing on the equipment, and I don't know how many people were walking around the reservoir, and they all seemed to really be enjoying themselves, and they enjoyed the park. They commented people were using the trails, so it was just a really good day.
Yeah, indeed. And of course, a lot to be said also. I know that you also mentioned the emergency response teams, police and fire and so forth.
Yeah, I mean, both departments, fire department and police department, pretty much had everyone on staff, and I think things just went really smooth. I talked to Chief Holt, you know, later in the day, and he said, you know, we didn't even really have to do much traffic direction. I know he did kind of focus some attention on the interchange at 74 and 229, mm-hmm. because we thought that might be a bottleneck, but he said things really went pretty smoothly. I think because people did, you know, decide, well, you know, we don't need to be in a rush. And so things went really smoothly. So I'm not even sure if there were any ambulance runs or anything like that. I don't believe that were related to the event itself. So it was a good day.
Yeah, indeed. And of course, also another thing is you mentioned the primary election coming up.
Yes, I did, and I get a little excited about that because I'm concerned. Because it seems like people disregard local elections and state elections. And I think those are the ones that literally they're the closest to us. They have the most effect on our lives because, you know, it's like city council. City council passes the laws that affect the members of the community. And I just wanted to remind people to get out and vote. They have so many opportunities with early voting. We have county primaries, state, you know, the primaries coming up. We've got state, county elections, and those are so important for people to really to get out and vote. And there are opportunities to change who serves us right now because of the contested primary. So I just really hope people will take an interest and get out and vote. I know it's hard sometimes, and the reality is, news media, and no offense, you hear so much about the national elections, but you hear very little about local. And, you know, in our case, I think a lot of that is because, you know, we're so close to Cincinnati and so many people watch and listen to Cincinnati mm-hmm. news. And then, you know, the Indiana stuff doesn't really get addressed. So again, you know, I just want to remind people to get out and vote in the primary. The primary, I believe, is May 7th. And we have an opportunity to, if we feel changes need to be made, that opportunity exists because of the contested races.
Indeed. And of course, Senator Gene Lysing had talked about that vacuum that you addressed, the mm-hmm. fact that Cincinnati TV concentrates on Cincinnati, Northern Kentucky, not so much Southeast Indiana, and they just address this region as Indiana, but that could be anywhere in the state.
Right. And, you know, obviously, you know, because of that, it's kind of incumbent upon each of us as individuals to maybe search out information about the candidates. You know, it obviously isn't going to get, I'm going to use the term spoon-fed, but it's obviously not going to get fed to us. I mean, we need to take some initiative and do some of our own research on the candidates. And I mean, it's with Google, it's not that hard to type in a candidate's name. And I'd say, look at as much stuff as you can, make yourself the most informed you possibly can, and then actually take action and go out and vote.
All right. And then finally, the road cut situation around town.
Again, you know, we knew this spring that we were going to be faced with this. Obviously, this whole project kind of got pushed back last year when we, early on when the project was bid, we only got one bid and it came in quite a bit higher than engineering estimates. So Mayor Bettis made the choice to solicit new bids again later in the year, which we did, which did work out well, because we did get more bids in and they were more in line with what engineering estimates were. But it did force the project back into early in this year. The I think O'Mara is doing the digging and the paving, and all in all, I think they've done a good job. You know, yes, it's a little inconvenient, it's a little rough, and you know, I had asked them last week. I said, "Could you do the best you can, clean because of the event, cleaning up the road cuts and making sure they're full?" And there's still a few rough places, but I think overall they did the best they could. You know, we're hoping. They talked about possibly getting in here and start paving those road cuts this week, but I have to admit I haven't seen any paving equipment in mm-hmm. town. And I know the weather the next few days is supposed to be wet, so, and it's possible that the paving plants aren't open. But nevertheless, you know, I can see the light at the end of the tunnel. We do have concrete crews doing sidewalks and curbs and gutters, so the project is definitely on time. They're probably a little ahead of schedule, but yeah, it'd be great to see the road cuts paved within the next week or so. And then later in the summer, the roads will be ground and paved, you know, curb to curb. So I think everybody's looking forward to that.
Indeed. All right. And then with that, we're going to go ahead and close up shop for this time around. As always, Mayor John Ehrgang, City of Batesville, we appreciate your time as always. Stay well and look forward to speaking with you again this time next month.
Well, thanks for having me, Tom. I appreciate it.